In the day's other news, coronavirus deaths in the U.S. are nearing 390,000 tonight. That includes another 3,900 deaths reported just on Wednesday. Meanwhile, investigators from the World Health Organization arrived in Wuhan, China today, where the outbreak began. The lead scientists cautioned that this week that their work will take time.
I don't think we will have clear answers after this initial mission. But we will be on the way, and hopefully in the coming months that will be completed by additional missions, additional studies.
Beijing has still not said if the WHO investigators will be allowed to gather evidence. Two former state health officials in Michigan were charged with involuntary manslaughter today in the Flint water crisis. It involves nine people who died of Legionnaire's disease from contaminated water. Former Governor Rick Snyder is facing misdemeanor counts of willful neglect. We'll get details after the news summary. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General says agency leaders knew their zero-tolerance border policy would separate children from parents. Today's report says that officials implemented the policy anyway in 2018 without preparing for the consequences. It eventually led to more than 3,000 family separations. New York State sued New York City's police today, charging excessive use of force on racial justice protesters last spring. State Attorney General Letitia James says it is a longstanding problem.
The NYPD has continuously engaged in similar unlawful, excessive force and false arrest practices while policing large-scale protest. And even though the NYPD knew this, they still failed to put policies and procedures in place and to discipline officers to correct these egregious actions.
Mayor Bill de Blasio said he agrees on the need for reforms, but said that a lawsuit is not the answer. In Uganda, a presidential election went ahead today after widespread violence aimed at the opposition. Military forces patrol polling stations in Kampala, but voters waited in long lines and with little social distancing, despite the pandemic. President Yoweri Museveni has held power since 1986, and he's running for re-election. Back in this country, President-elect Biden tapped David Norquist to be acting defense secretary on a temporary basis. He's now the deputy secretary. The Associated Press reports that Norquist will serve until retired Army General Lloyd Austin is confirmed as defense secretary by the U.S. Senate. Austin first needs a congressional waiver because he's been retired less than 7 years. The Trump administration is loosening more environmental protections in its final days. This time it involves the northern spotted owl. The Fish and Wildlife Service said today that millions of acres of Pacific Northwest forests will be open to timber harvesting. That is more than a third of the owl's habitat. The Labor Department reports growing economic damage from the surge in COVID infections. Some 965,000 people filed unemployment claims just last week. That's the most since August. But in an online forum today, the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said that industrial output may recover soon.
The key thing there is maybe we'll be able to avoid a lot of the damage to people's lives, what we call labor market scarring. But what it really amounts to is people losing the life they've made in the workforce.
Powell also said again that the Fed does not expect to raise interest rates anytime soon. And on Wall Street, stocks drifted lower as investors waited for President-elect Biden's economic plan. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 69 points to close at 30,991. The Nasdaq fell 16 points and the S&P 500 slipped 14. And it looks as though 2020 has essentially tied 2016 for the hottest year on record. NASA reports worldwide temperatures kept rising in 2020. That came despite the fact that greenhouse gas emissions dropped due to the pandemic. Still to come on the NewsHour, the former governor of Michigan is charged with mishandling the Flint water crisis. Many businesses distance themselves from the president and the Republican Party. The Capitol riot raises questions about the future of the GOP and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.